Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Drag me to brunch right now. Take the word gift, G-I-F-T. Text it to our contest line 20357. And you're in the running for a four-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch on June 28th at the WSF. The word is gift this hour, G-I-F-T. And you'll also be qualified for the grand prize. It includes a weekend stay at the W and a four-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF. Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is gift. And as always, our contest line is 20357. So, Sabrina Carpenter, news or follow-up for Short and Sweet, new album called Man's Best Friend. It looks like it's August 29th. She just this week did this hitchhiking video that is just super fun. I think Man Child is the name of the single. It's the project's lead single. And, I was looking at the hitchhiking video this morning. It's very cute. She's adorable.
Her butt just won't quit.
Nothing quits on her. She's great. I actually really like Sabrina Carpenter. I like her attitude. I like some of her songs. I see the cover of Man's Best Friend, and she is basically on all fours in front of a man whose top half you can't see. And he's got her by the hair. And she looks like she's either pretending to be his pet dog or she's about to do something to him. And Man's Best Friend is just like, you know, it's like being a dog. On one hand, I'm like, wow, that's like not really a power position for her, but isn't it? And doesn't she get to do whatever the hell she wants to do? And it's, I am trying to figure out if I've got any kind of problem with it. It's just a very surprising image to see.
Well, don't you think if there's a problem with it, it should strike you?
Well, seeing someone in that position, especially with someone fisting their hair, makes me feel like that's it's a very pornish image. There's like when I watch porn and you'll see somebody getting like, it seems angry. Like when that happens to someone and there's some, you know, I don't know, drooling, choking, gagging kind of stuff happening, which is, I don't know really what to say about that. That is not something that I'm personally like, I would never do that because I would. Like, I don't know. I guess because she's so like little and cute and I'm like, oh no, is she okay? But she does seem okay. So what do I care?
One of our texters wrote in and said it reminded them of another album cover.
Yes, that would be a Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Smell the Glove.
Yes.
You took a greased naked woman on all fours with a dog collar around her neck and a man's hand extended up to here with a glove in it for her to smell it. You don't find that sexist? Which is just a total paraphrase from the movie.
What do they say?
What's wrong with being sexist? No, sexy. What's wrong with being sexy? Sexist. Ist.
Yeah. Well,
shouldn't a woman be able to say, yeah, I'm going to do that to you and you're going to freaking die. I'm man's best friend. Here we go. Like, I don't know. Like, who am I to say? Bob, what are your thoughts? Young woman.
I think that as women, we have a lot of power. Men are desperate for it from us. Mm. And she totally recognizes that. And there's nothing wrong with being hot. And even being like submissive in this way, she is holding all of the power. She's owning it. And so that's cool.
It's funny that you use the word power, because that is sort of what I, as I self-examine, like, what are my reactions to this? I'm like, well, she, even though she's on her knees, she's the person with the power there. Yep. It's kind of a great picture. Like, take it down. I don't want to keep looking at it.
Really?
Sabrina Carpenter. Well, you can look at it. Just take it off my thing.
All right.
I'm not telling you what to look at or don't. Sabrina Carpenter following up Short and Sweet with a new album called Man's Best Friend and the lead single Man Child, which if you haven't seen this yet, it is, she's so cute. She put this little teaser up of it where she's kind of wearing shorts. Not really. It's more like a shorts belt and with a lot of stuff showing. And she's like, what did you say? Her butt doesn't quit.
It never quits.
It doesn't. It clearly has been hired, knows what the job is, and is getting it done.
24/7.
Yeah, never stops. Anyway, Sabrina Carpenter. Can't wait to hear the songs. Even the song this morning, I wasn't really listening to it. I was just looking at her hitching on the side of the road. So there's that. Next up. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. In case you didn't hear, we were talking about this a little bit earlier and you haven't heard. Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson has passed. His family did not announce the exact date or the cause of death. He was diagnosed with dementia and placed in a conservatorship about a year ago. And he was 82. The Beach Boys, and Brian Wilson in particular, is considered one of the great pop song writers of all time. He was like the driving force behind what the Beach Boys were doing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, people say that there was like, even if it wasn't a true rivalry between the two bands, like people were, you were team Beach Boys or team Beatles for a lot of people. They're like, oh no, it's the Beach Boys all the way, Pet Sounds Band.
Yeah, I'd heard it talked about in that way and thought, how is that even possible?
Right.
The argument is Stones Beatles, first of all. Second of all, like,
funny.
Well, isn't it?
I feel like they were making completely different kinds of music. The Beach Boys and the Beatles.
Yeah, well, and
I mean, more or less. It's just music.
But I have grown to love them despite, you know, the poser reality of their, none of them surfed. And
right.
That was just an image they put on because I guess his dad thought that that's what would sell.
Well, it is funny because their music has become kind of synonymous with that culture, even if it's dated now. Mm-hmm. Like, it was definitely sort of, it's like good times. It's a little wee-woo, bebop thing going on.
When I was a kid in West Virginia, I would listen to the Beach Boys all the time. And just, and if you asked me when I was 14, 15, what do you want to do when you grow up? I'm like, I want to move to California and own a surf shop. Like, yeah. that was what I wanted
to
do.
I mean,
I knew nothing about surfing. I want to be, you know, they just sold it to me.
Yeah.
They sold it to
me.
It
continues to be that for sure. Like a packaged up vibe that people, especially in deep winter spots,
yes.
go, oh my gosh, that is the living.
In like, the warm California sun.
Right.
Yep.
And there are other bit, like I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of sell that energy, the California vibe as well.
Mm-hmm.
It continues to be the way. And at that time, there was a lot of bands, The Ventures.
Yep.
Link Ray.
There was a guy who was like the known
Dick
for that
Dale.
Song.
Yeah. There were a bunch of these guys that were coming out of California with the sound of a Fender guitar. Yep.
And the sounds of like that surfing safari mm-hmm. thing, you know?
And that drenched in reverb sound has come back in alternative music as well.
It's a great sound. It really is. But no one did it like the Beach Boys. Like the vocals in those Beach Boys records, you might not even notice instrumentation on a song, but you couldn't get away from the incredible, that shimmery sound. Their harmonies were incredible and so catchy. Like those songs are just so... Oh, turn this up. It's California. Crank it, crank it. Rosy sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. Surfing USA. So good. Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised to the hamburger stand now. Bop, bop. Anyway, rest in peace, Brian Wilson. That sound like nothing else right there. There's a lot of tributes out if you are looking to commiserate.
Too bad he lost Paul McCartney,
a shining light.
So many years to whether that was mental illness or the crimes against him through doctor and medication.
Yep.
A lot of his mental illness, I mean, he had mental illness and he just self-medicated, which a lot of people do. And that's...
And then had a doctor who came in and said, I'll continue to medicate you.
I got this.
You just self-medicate you, yeah.
Give me access to all your stuff. Let's see. We also lost, and this woman does look vaguely familiar to me. Her name is Amanda Lewis. She's a former MTV VJ and she's dead at 52. They're saying she's from the 90s.
Oh, I wouldn't have been watching it.
Yeah.
Then.
She died Wednesday after a lengthy breast cancer battle. Yeah. Really not awesome. But you know, rest in peace. If you know Amanda Lewis, and you're aware of her, former MTV VJ Amanda Lewis, dead at 52. I guess I sort of know that Mariah and Eminem have some kind of feud. I don't really pay too much attention to either one of them in general.
I thought they did it.
They were dating for a minute, but then they broke up. And it was like in the early 2000s. So the legend is that they were hooking up in the early 2000s and something went wrong because they went from being kind of together. Although they weren't like, you know, social media certainly wasn't what it is now. But something went wrong in the early 2000s and there was a feud afterward. So it resulted in some diss tracks from Eminem and she wrote a song called Obsessed in 2009 that everyone says is about him. And now there's some producer named Damian Young who has revealed what the insult was that drove a wedge between them. Eminem is going to make 8 Mile and they're worrying about the casting and who's going to play what role. And he said, Mariah, you know, you should play my mom in this. Like, I think it would be a great role for you. And she's all, I'm 4 years older than you. I'm not playing that role. And apparently she was so insulted by that and felt sensitive about it, that she was... felt bad that she was even older than him and dating. It's only 4 years. It is actually rude of him to say that. They ended up going with Kim Basinger. She's 19 years older than him, so that made a little bit more sense. But she did not like that at all. And apparently that was the end, and it was a huge blowout fight, according to this producer by the name of Damian Young.
Okay.
I've got a part for you in my movie.
I don't see it, but all right.
My mom. I'd be like, you're joking, right? And if he was like, no, you look old enough to be my mom, then I would freak out and I would write songs about it. And have
I don't know. She's one of those people who it's hard to know who she is because
I agree with
she's been a star since she's 18.
Oh, yeah.
The story was like she was kept locked away in Tommy Mottola?
It is.
In his mansion, and she never got to live. And then
he grabbed her when she was just a little thing.
And now she's still out there selling. I've only had sex. I can count on one finger how many people I've had sex with. Okay. Mm. Really? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. You know, I mean, how many fingers does it take to count? I mean, that's,
It's just dumb. Like, okay. So you haven't been around. We get it.
Do you remember the name Silento?
I do.
Do you remember the song? It was a big hit. It was like, we used to play it. We would do the top 10
Watch
every
me.
Week. Yes.
Drip? That's not the word.
Watch me whip.
Oh.
Watch me nay nay.
Oh, look.
How we do it.
Now look at Bob's whip. Got the dance.
Now watch me nay nay.
Can we see that?
Yeah, let's do
it. Yeah, like, let's see it for real.
Watch me whip. Whip. Now watch what it is.
Oh, you check your hair.
Oh, she's doing. Is this the nene? This is the nene, and this is the whip.
As far as I can remember.
Well, anyway, that guy is an Atlanta artist. He broke through in 2015 with his viral dance hit. Watch me whip. Watch me, nene. And then in 2021, he was hit with charges. 30 years in prison is what he's been sentenced to now for his cousin's shooting death. So he'll be whipping and nae-naeing from
the kid
jail.
That made that song.
Yes.
Is going to jail.
Yes.
For murdering someone.
Yes. For his cousin's shooting death. 30 years in prison.
What year was that?
2015 was that was a hit song.
That's what I was referencing the other day, is there was a time when so many of these songs, these rap songs, had crossed over and were being played. They were top hits.
Yep.
And there were a lot of them. It wasn't just this Sorrento.
Silent.
Whatever.
It's like silent. Oh.
Okay, whatever it is. Silent. It wasn't just him, but that seems to have fallen away. Like, I know Drake still makes hits and so does Kendrick, but these fringe guys aren't coming through the same way they did.
Yeah. Ugh, Rolling Stone just locked me out. That's all I have on that story. There'll be no more details because I don't care. Okay. And we're out of time anyway. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Fruity nail polish and more after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Ooh, baby. Coming to me, Silas at 97.3.
Oh, well done.
Thank you so much. Wow. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. We have one of those. Just go there and subscribe. It's youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. Check us out.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Lola Young.
Oh.
All this week, listen to our Jane at 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line. You know, the one that Jane gave you at 6.05. You text that code word to 20357. The number again is 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Lola Young on December 4th at the Bill Graham Civic Center Auditorium, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, here's what's happening. Morning clouds still have not broken here in downtown San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Highs between 66 and 80. We should see sun later, though. So there's that. Father's Day this weekend, don't forget.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'll begin with, I'm going to do the nail polish one, but I want to do this first.
Okay.
We're talking about bad Virginia now.
Oh, not best Virginia.
Nope. A shelter dog predicted a guy's seizure in an adoption event in bad Virginia on Saturday. Her name is Sienna. She walked right up to him, sat down, and put her paw on his foot.
Oops, sorry.
Well, that really helps the mood. Thank you so much.
Touchdown!
Was there something you were going to hit?
No,
that
things get
that?
Hit. Things get touched.
Yeah, there was something I was going to hit.
I love you.
That's exactly what I was going to hit.
I knew it.
Oh, all right. A shelter dog predicted a guy's seizure at an adoption in Bad Virginia on Saturday. Her name is Sienna. She walked right up to this guy, sat down, put her paw on his foot, and then she started pawing at his leg.
Oh.
The guy's wife said he's had a history of seizures, so she got him out in the sun, and he's okay. She and her husband already have three dogs, so no word on why they were at an adoption event, but the story went viral, and several people have filled out applications to adopt Sienna.
How did did the people who were holding the adoption event know that this dog had this talent?
It doesn't say anything about that.
Hmm.
But dogs are known to sense things.
Yes. But how do they know that this dog was sensing that and not just that this guy had like a Slim Jim in his pocket?
Why do you have to make it not fun?
I'm just asking questions. I'm not trying to make it not fun.
You're making it not fun.
Oh my God.
I think you are making it not fun.
I think you guys need to hold on to your fun a little tighter.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun. You get all excited and you make it not fun.
You know, stick with your strengths, I guess. Right?
Sienna saved his life because he could have gone into a seizure and he could have hit his head.
I don't know.
That could have been that.
He didn't even have a seizure, so we don't even know for sure if that is what she was. So, like, honestly, I don't. I mean, I'm just asking questions here. I'm not trying to make it not fun.
I've had my nails painted way more than I want to.
Lucky.
If you have daughters, if you're a girl dad, you find yourself often saying, all right, go ahead.
Put a full face of makeup on me. I'm
well, down. We need, you know, there's a lot of time before mom gets home and before dinner and before anything, right. Really.
Will I be able to have my eyes closed during this?
During the pandemic, man, I was getting it and then getting it again and getting it. Like,
well,
it
they
was,
got better at being inside the lines, too, during the pandemic. Like, you had a baby when the pandemic started and you exited with a five-year-old.
She is pretty good at it now, but there's no question she was painting my fingers, not my nails.
Yeah. So would you just like me to dip my whole finger right into the jar? That would be something I could do.
And then I just started going, look, I, it's fine. You can do my toes. I'm not letting you do my hands.
Oh, right. I got to put these out in the world.
I play guitar and I just don't want to.
I'm looking at it.
Google just released a map of the top fruit nail colors for every state. I don't know if that's a big thing right now, the fruity nail color.
I'm not sure.
But cherry red is popular in about half the country. They say watermelon is slightly pinker and is very popular in the South. Strawberry is even more pink. Georgia, let's see. Peach is the most popular color in a lot of spots in Middle America and also in Massachusetts.
Mm. We call it salmon in Massachusetts. We wear salmon color on it.
Is that right?
No. Oh. Just making things up.
Pineapple's big in New York,
pineapple.
Florida.
Yeah, I mean, kind of yellow.
Yeah. Here's the map. You can.
Oh, does it show the colors?
It shows a. But cherry is big in California. Everyone.
Yeah, cherry's big. What's the green?
Kiwi.
Oh.
And lime. The darker green is lime, and the lighter green is kiwi.
Oh.
There's lemon and peach and pineapple and strawberry and.
I'm hungry.
It all does sound good. And yeah, I mean, did you bite your fingernails ever?
Not really.
I did.
Not the way some people do.
I picked it up from my dad, who just. He was a guy who chewed his nails so far down there was no nail.
Right.
And he'd still find some meat on there. Yeah. He'd just be like,
yeah.
If I can get my teeth under it, then I have a little lip that I can bite. I'd be like,
if there's something on it, if there's like a little crack or a little thing, then I find myself at it. But usually I'll just go on my jeans and try to like, you know, use them as an emery board, a file. Just try to get that off of there because otherwise I will sit and worry it.
That is one of the first things I quit. That's like in my life of having to quit
quitting things.
Quitting fingernails was one of my first. And I do think it's gross. Like the whole.
Right. Just gnawing on your fingers. Right. Spitting little bits of skin
doing?
And finger.
We're in the house. That is not. Yeah. What?
I knew someone who would gnaw her toes.
Wait, what?
She gnawed her toes.
And was she 5?
No.
She was a grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Tina.
It's not Tina.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she winked. It's Tina.
It didn't wink and it isn't Tina.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell
you. Is it Marianne?
It's not Marianne. It's not Marianne.
Just because you're hot doesn't mean you can do like really gross things.
It's not Marianne. You don't know her.
Oh, I do know her. I can tell by the way you're totally. I know
her.
Crazy.
Don't be silly.
You know, we were talking about, during Bob's Movie Club, which is, we did a review of Dirty Dancing.
Yep.
And there's nostalgia for old stuff. And then we talked about Stranger Things, and that's another example of
Something
young
nostalgic.
People seeing the 80s and kind of going, oh.
That looks fun.
And they do show some things in Stranger Things that I thought, all right, this is pretty fun. Here are some things that literally everyone used to have inside their kitchen 30 years ago, and probably no one has anymore.
Right.
And I'm not going to do them all, but here's a few that you might go, oh, yeah. A pair of saloon doors for absolutely no reason at all, leading into the kitchen.
Those are.
Do you remember having those?
We had them in our basement. My dad had this bar that he built down there, so we had them down there. Our house was really small when I was really little, and I just don't think that would have worked. Plus, you're right. Like, when you use those, and I guess they're fine, right? If you're like in a restaurant situation, you walk out with a tray in front of you, pushes the door open or whatever, but they do go flink, 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 flink.
They're terrible. Yeah, they're terrible. They don't improve anything at all.
No.
The fridge that just refused to die. And I like this one because they say here in the story, and we're talking about stuff that you would find in your kitchen 30 years ago, 2025 appliances break within 2 years. This 1980 refrigerator will outlive you and everyone you love. That's true. The refrigerator that I had, it was like a burgundy with like a smoked, like black kind of.
Yes. It was like a Starburst guitar finish or something.
Exactly.
Sunburst,
like that.
Sunburst, whatever.
And it was our fridge my whole life growing up.
Mm-hmm.
The new fridge I bought not that long ago, which is the highest end damn thing that I thought, well, we'll buy this fridge and we won't buy again in our lifetime, has broken twice.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be the best. Do I have to tell you that?
They'll even tell you like, oh no, these things, there's like a 6 to 8 year purchase now. Like that's it for fridges.
And then, by the way, the fridge in the picture is like, I don't know what you'd call that yellow. It's a light yellow.
Oh. Was that the
baby
harvest
poop?
Gold?
It's a harvest gold.
Is that it. Or was that a little darker? That one looks like burnt banana cream, like banana custard. But the color.
There were avocado. They're dark greens. Yep. There's all kinds of.
There was a green, like the burgundy you're talking about. There was a gold. There was a brown. Remember the brown?
Mm-hmm.
All these like 70s colors.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
These are things that you'd find in your kitchen 30 years ago that not anymore. And I argue, no, I still have the bowl that does everything, but they say vintage Tupperware. That is a foot bath, meat defroster, puke bucket, potato salad, and popcorn bowl all in one.
Yeah. The giant Tupperware piece. Yep. What about the wall mounted phone with the long...
on the list.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. The one they say
rotary dial.
You'd come running down the stairs and absolutely launch yourself for this phone trying to get it before
your brother or your mother got it.
And people would say, well, you could let the machine get it. I didn't have a machine for the longest time.
No, and I don't think the machine was attached to the wall mounted one. That had to be. Oh, it was like a little plug in for a different.
Yeah, it was a big old thing with a tape, like a real tape.
An actual tape.
Yeah.
These exactly.
I still have those.
For eating corn.
I still have those.
I
swear to God, I have those exactly.
I don't have those, but they're the yellow corn on the cob.
Two stabbies.
Pokers.
Yep. And they're the shape of corn.
I still have them from when I was a kid.
You have the same ones from when you were a kid?
Because when I moved to college, you know, my mom was
loaded
like, hey, take some of this and that. And it stayed with me. Like,
that's
I've
so
lost
funny.
Everything else I've ever owned, but... I have those from 1970, whatever.
Time I reach into a drawer, fishing around for something, I inevitably get stabbed by that.
On the list is these, and these are true too. These were in your probably in your spice cupboard. They're the food coloring that had the pointy tips, and there were the they were like
McCormick.
A little, almost looked like nail polish things.
They do, yeah. Yep. They look like little gnomes, Like four little gnomes, red.
You had those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I
we
still,
did.
I actually still, I make a lot of frosting and I'll like write somebody's name on a cake. You know, I was a mom for a while.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So I have all the like the little the bags and the little tips. I can make flowers and little leaves. My little food coloring. Or we decorate Christmas cookies too. So I'll make a bunch of different colors with using the food coloring. I'm sure Christina has that at your house.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
And I actually think you can still get those ones with the little pointy
the
caps
same
on
things?
Them. Yeah. I think so. I think I have those at my house right now. Do you ever dye any icing or anything, Bob?
Yes, I have a set.
Of those, with the points.
Of course.
Yeah, I think so too.
I had this juice server thing,
a
and
juice
I
server.
Don't know what it's from. What is that purple thing from?
Oh.
It's a goofy-looking, smiley guy with a pirate-type hat.
I feel like I had that, too. Was that a Kool-Aid thing?
I don't know, but
they're like big plastic. They have teeth and weird eyes and open mouths, and they're different colors. Thick plastic.
We didn't have the matching cups, but at my house, that's what you drank juice out of when I was a kid.
So could it be one of those mixes like Zarex or something where you put in the syrup and then you added the water?
I had that and cannot tell you what it's from.
Send it just to your mom. She'll know.
Sandy might know. Yeah. They say these are things that your modern kitchen wouldn't have. But in the 80s, they call it a big fruit log in your freezer. It's actually just concentrated orange juice.
Oh, my God. That's it's a Minute Maid orange juice. They're reaching now. I think I have some of that in the lemon flavor.
Still?
I make drinks with it.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. The jug and the matching cups are selling on eBay for $400.
Does it say what they are, though?
It says Pillsbury. So it might not be anything. Pillsbury. It might just be...
Like they just, do you
they
remember?
Just were like, let's make them fun.
There used to be rewards at supermarkets. You'd go in and you'd save up like your receipts.
Yeah,
the A&P
used to have stamps.
Yeah, and they would have a display set up there. Like you could get a pitcher or you could like, you know, get a whole set of plates over time by saving up, you know, your receipts or proof that you had shopped at the store. And I wonder if those things were like that.
I don't know. We definitely had that. And when I saw it, I went, oh, that thing. And then I sat there racking my brain like,
was that thing from?
I don't know. Anyway, we're out of time. We got to do the game
all right,
now.
Let's play the game.
Hold on. Let's do this.
Boom, stick it there.
It's time to play a game. Who is going to win? No one ever really knows. So let the game begin.
Oh, goodness.
All
Thanks,
right, everybody.
Lydia.
How you doing?
There you
go. You know, it's been a big day for Bob's Movie Club,
yes,
and
definitely.
We were talking about Dirty Dancing. Gonna do a little Patrick Swayze quiz.
All right.
Is dreamy.
All right. Sarah, you go first.
All right.
What was Patrick Swayze's character's full name in Dirty Dancing?
Oh.
Was it Johnny Castle, Johnny Blaze, or Jack Dalton?
I think it was Johnny Castle.
Yep.
It was.
It is Johnny Castle.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's a point for everybody.
That's a point for everybody. Which song did Patrick Swayze perform in the Dirty Dancing soundtrack? Was it I've Had the Time of My Life, Hungry Eyes, or She's Like the Wind?
I think it's Bob.
She's Like the Wind.
Ask the question again.
Which song did Patrick Swayze perform on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack? I've Had the Time of My Life, Hungry Eyes, or She's Like the Wind?
It's not the time of my life. I just watched that scene and it was far too long.
We get it. You hate my movie club.
Do not. I fully supported you and there were basketball playoffs on. I'm going to say it's the same as Bob said.
Yeah, it's definitely She's Like the Wind. I don't know who did those other ones, but aren't they? Those were like bona fide hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a co-writer on She's Like the Wind as well.
Mm.
Wow, who knew he was so multi-talented?
You said he had Jeep eyes.
He does have Jeep eyes.
All right, Vinny.
He's got Jeep eyes.
Have you guys ever heard of a butterface?
Yes.
Yes.
I think he's a butterface.
Oh. You do?
Yeah.
It's like really good rig, but I don't know. His face is like a little bit weird.
That's
you know,
what
his
I'm
body's
saying.
Great. It was, to me though, it was that he seemed kind of expressionless through the whole thing. Like the whole like, yeah, kiss her back, bitch. Come on.
There were a couple moments where he had a close up shot and I went, oh, he looks great right there. Like healthy and his hair's all coiffed. And I thought, okay, I see it. But most of the time, I'm with you. Like, he just, he had, you know, his arms were, he was clearly in the gym, knew his moves, but I don't see it.
And then he'd be like.
And that's why I started going, why didn't they get Travolta for this?
Yeah.
That's what he did at that time. And when I looked it up, they couldn't afford him. They tried.
All right, Vinny. And then I have a little thing of why they might not have been getting along, but I'll wait till after this question, because in what post-apocalyptic film did Swayze star alongside his brother, Don Swayze? Steel Dawn, Red Dawn, or Black Moon Rising?
It's Red Dawn.
I think you and I were talking about this morning. I am also going to go Red Dawn.
It's Red Dawn.
Nope. Sorry. It was Steel Dawn. Very bad Steel movie. Dawn.
But he did Red Dawn and Steel Dawn.
Yeah. If you don't remember, what's her name?
From Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey was also in Red Dawn, and one of the rumors was that they didn't get along, and then they got cast in this next movie, and that might be why they didn't have great things. So.
Apparently, they screen tested, and she was like, "No, I don't want to work with him." And they went in a room together for like 30 minutes, and he had to convince her, and they both came out, and they had been crying. According to my research.
Oh goodness. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have an edge on this game.
I do.
All right, then this is for Sarah. In which TV miniseries featured Swayze as Ori Maine, a Confederate officer? Was it The Blue and the Gray, North and South, or Gettysburg?
I'll go Gettysburg.
The Blue and the Gray.
What's the other one they
have? North and the South.
I'll take that.
Vinny is correct. It's called North and South.
Oh, the North and South. Vinny.
925 says, oh my God, Patrick Swayze was so beautiful. You guys don't know.
I feel bad that we don't have a good Patrick Swayze enthusiast on the show, because we see you. I know that they're like, the people who are out there. Yeah,
my mom was all gross about it. Oh, he was so handsome.
You know when he was his most handsome is when he was next to Chris Farley in the Chippendales audition.
He did look good there.
Skit on SNL. Yeah. He was so good looking in that.
All right, finally, Bob, this is the last question. What was the name of the final TV show Swayze starred in before his death in 2009? Was it Burn Notice, The Beast, or Justified?
The Beast.
Justified.
Burn Notice.
It was The Beast.
Who said that?
Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, now you guys are tied. What do we want to do? Just two winners? Or?
Let's see here.
She'd figure out a way to play both of the theme songs at once. That. Just to get it over with.
All right. Let's see here. I don't have another.
Yeah. All right. Great. Let's play Vinny's, and I'll do the Bob one.
All right. Let's do. Let's go classic Vinny.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Wait, over it.
Yeah. Right.
I'm having a hard time celebrating here.
Both win at the same time. Amazing.
I can't hear myself kissing.
Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Drag Me to Brunch throughout their shows, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.